Meeting on the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. Welcome to our three members in the audience. And to, for our new committee. I think all of you have a copy of the agenda for today and should have.
Members of the committee, it's right underneath that light yellow sheet.
Everybody have that? Should we. Who are we missing here? We're missing Westland and Carter and Morris and Berger.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I believe that Senator Morris is excused for the day.
Oh. Well, then we're just waiting for
I only know that because I heard it in another meeting.
Well, see, I was going to start off with introductions, but
I had to wait this morning until.
Did you have to wait as well? Well, why don't.
We just got started with the presentation and did the introductions later.
Well, I don't even think we have a quorum.
It's not.
You do not.
We cannot open without a quorum.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe we can have an informational hearing without a quorum.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we'll just start off with introductions, and I guess those who are here will introduce themselves. Those who are not, we'll miss that golden opportunity to introduce themselves on the first day. I'm Representative Greg Smith. I serve House District 57. I have the honor of serving House District 57, which includes the best parts of Union and Umatilla County and Wallowa and all of Morrow County. Why don't we...
Transportation economics.
Hey, Doctor.
Excuse me.
Senator.
They gave me the wrong room.
Yeah, Senator, we're introducing ourselves. You can't come in and do that kind of thing.
That's right. This is a formal.
I'm going to the quarterly meeting of the Natural Resources Committee. We're meeting for the first time today. We'll meet again in 2 months.
That's
<Okay.
right.
laughs> Across the street, across the hall.
Well, no, you come interrupt any time. Why don't we, as silly as this is, why don't we have Representative Richardson introduce himself and we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm Dennis Richardson. I'm from District 4, which is Southern Oregon, from Northwest Medford across Central Point, Rogue Valley, Rogue River, Gold Hill, Applegate. I have some of the most beautiful and scenic places in the state. That's a fairly rural area. I have been an attorney for 25 years, have small practice. Started off general, doing everything, which was a good background, and from that, I went into primarily estate and estate planning and tax work in the 80s. And for a number of years now, I've been doing consumer representation as a plaintiff's insurance attorney. And just a small practice, Central Point. I have one son and eight daughters, and which helped prepare me for being patient here. And anyway, I'm grateful to be a part of this. And
thank you, Representative Avakian.
Brad Avakian, Beaverton in Northeast Washington County. I think you were all here for full Ways and Means, and so I'll just leave it at that and let Betsy introduce herself.
I'm Senator Betsy Johnson. I represent Senate District 16, all of Tillamook, Clatsop, Columbia, a little bite of Washington, and a little bite of Multnomah County. And my background is that of being a commercial helicopter pilot for 20 years, running a state agency for 5, and over in the House for elected 3 times.
And decided you no longer wanted to slum in the House and went to the country club of the Senate. So, oh, and we have Senator Berger coming in. You're just in time for your introduction.
I'm sure I was in the right.
That's right. That's right. We're going through introductions, Senator.
All right. Thank you.
And you're up to bat.
I'm late.
And it's my turn.
You're up.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm Joanne Berger, and I'm from District 5, representing the coastal districts from Coos Bay through Lincoln City. And I'm a new senator after serving 2 sessions in the House, and I am very happy to be on Ways and Means.
Good seeing you. I don't know if Robin and Susie, I think everyone already knows you two, but why don't you introduce us? or introduce yourself, excuse me.
I'm Robin Lamont. I'm the scheduler for this subcommittee, and I have several of the budgets that are in this subcommittee, including the Economic and Community Development Department, the State Fair, the Bureau of Labor and Industries, the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and I may have forgotten one or two. And Susie?
And I am Susie Jordan, of the Legislative Fiscal Office, and I am all of Transportation and the Liquor Control Commission in this subcommittee.
These are the two people that make it all happen.
There's no connection between the two.
In the second row, we're all from Budget and Management, and we'll be working with them. Would you like to call them forward and have them introduce themselves?
Thank you very much. Would you three like to come up and introduce yourselves to us from Budget and Management? And while you're coming up, we'll ask the good senator from Central Oregon to introduce himself.
I am Ben Westland. I am indeed the senator from Central Oregon.
Thank you.
I'm a fairly bland, boring, wallflower kind of guy. So.
Right. And we also have Cap Bell. Cap? No.
Yeah.
Yep. she's our subcommittee assistant, and I'd be remiss if we didn't introduce her and say howdy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be our staff, I understand, helping us out.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, my name is Cora Parker. I'm, again, from the Budget and Management Division with the Department of Administrative Services. I have the Economic and Community Development Department within this subcommittee.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. I'm Satish Upadhyay with the Department of Administrative Services, and I have five agencies in front of you: a Department of Consumer and Business Services, Employment Department, Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Housing and Community Services Department, and Bureau of Labor and Industries.
That's quite a combination. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Mark Miedema. I work in capital investments, and I also am budget analyst for Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you. Well, why don't I turn this over to Robin, and I guess she's going to go through an informational and procedural overview for us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm not going to take a lot of time because I believe all of you have had this overview in your morning subcommittee, so I won't bore you by restating everything that you have heard. The first thing I wanted to point out is you have a daily agenda, and on the back side of that agenda is the weekly agenda. I will be providing that to you the Friday before each week so that you have some idea what's up in front of you for that following week. We'll deliver that to your office, and then we'll also make sure that it's available that Monday morning. A couple of things I wanted to stress. It's very important that everybody be here at the 1 o'clock starting time, and that is going to get to be progressively more difficult as your floor sessions go longer. It may be in the interest of getting things done that you may need to get excused from the floor so that you can be here on time. Otherwise, it's going to eat into the time that you have available in the subcommittee. I've attached the subcommittee rules and the quorums that are required and the votes that are required to pass bills out of this subcommittee. Can I... won't bore you with going through all that. And the answer is probably not. I believe you were told that coffee will be provided for members, one carafe each daily. I have listed a copy of all of the budgets that will be in front of you and the names and phone numbers of both the budget and management analyst and the legislative fiscal office analyst who handles those bills. Please feel free to contact us with any questions that you have regarding those budgets. You've been over the plan for the phase one presentation, which is a high-level budget overview, followed by an overview of performance measures, and then the agency priorities and 10% reduction list. There are several agency budgets that will be addressed in Phase 2. Those are the Aviation Department, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, the Racing Commission, the Real Estate Agency, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. I've also attached the tentative schedule for all of the Ways and Means subcommittees. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee schedule is at the bottom of the front page of that. So you can see our tentative plan for how we're going to work our way through the Phase 1 budgets. Budget hearing and work session process. First of all, we don't anticipate doing any work sessions between now and March 11th. We may try to work some of the smaller budgets after March 11th. I'm not sure yet. We will be trying to get the budget material to you, the hearing material, at least a week prior to the hearing. We will transmit that to you, and I see that some of you already have it. A transmittal memorandum that will be printed on bright yellow paper so that you know what it is when you see it. The agency presentation materials, the budget priority forms, and a copy of the LFO analysis. I can't stress enough how important it is to remind you to bring that with you when you come to the hearing. We're providing it to you in advance so you can prepare for the hearing, but these are a lot of agency work has gone into producing these packets, and we will not be duplicating extra copies for you. So you'll need to bring it with you when you come to the hearing. And then on the day of the hearing, staff will provide you with a copy of the budget bill and the governor's recommended budget binder. Those binders should be available in this room prior to the hearings. If you would like to check them out, let us know. But again, it's something you need to bring back with you. The subcommittee chair will determine when testimony is scheduled, whether the testimony is open to the public or will only include invited testimony, and the time limit for any testimony. Again, as I understand the process we're working through, we don't anticipate having a lot of testimony in the Phase 1 stage. I believe that the issue of budget notes was covered with you, so I won't restate that. One more thing before I turn it over to Susie. I have handed out to you material that we received yesterday from the Oregon Progress Board, which is a link of the budgets in this subcommittee to Oregon benchmarks and performance data.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnson, excuse
Thank
me.
You. I apologize for interrupting, Robin, but it was going to, the question I'm asking is key to my understanding of this. The Progress Board prepared these links, or the agency prepared the links?
But let me clarify. The materials were provided by the Progress Board. That is, it's material that they have compiled from what agencies have submitted.
Follow-up, Mr.
Of course.
So is this simply a clerical function, or has the Progress Board rendered an opinion on how well the performance measures have been met? I'm trying to discern the role of the Progress Board with respect to this document. Who owns it?
I'm not exactly sure how that process works, Senator Johnson. The agencies are responsible for providing the Progress Board with the data, and the information that you find in here is what the agencies have submitted to the Progress Board, but the Progress Board monitors what agencies are doing and prepares annual reports on how Oregon is doing in terms of meeting the goals that it has set.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Johnson, the Progress Board does comment on the performance measures, and there is, at least in each of the agency presentation binders, there will be a copy of their comments. I don't know if it's in this document, but it is in every agency's document on whether they meet the criteria or whether there's some work that needs to be done on the measures.
Okay.
So there
and
will be a comment.
My apologies if I wasn't clear. We got this last night. I haven't had a chance to walk through it myself to tell you what is actually in there, so I couldn't.
I was just curious on what sort of the chain of custody was that the agency submits to the Progress Board. The Progress Board either puts it together as a clerical function or they put it together as some kind of a review function. The agency has a chance to dispute the findings. I just was trying to figure out who owns it. And I get the impression that it's largely a clerical function at this point, mm-hmm. and that if there are disputes or if there's agency further comment about the work of the Progress Board, that would be the work of the committee to drill down into later.
Mr. Chair, I might mention that for the first time, the Progress Board has been able to put together and compile all of the data that they received from all the various agencies, and it's on a CD that's available to us.
Thank you.
See you later.
Any more questions?
I believe that takes care of the high-level overview that I was going to do. Please let me know if you've got any other questions. If not, Susie's going to do a high-level walkthrough of the budgets that are in this subcommittee.
Perfect.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, in your packet is a colored slide, two slides per page of what I'm going to walk through, so I'll direct you to that. It's at the back. As Robin mentioned, this is going to be a high-level overview, and if you have questions or issues that you want to raise, you may make a note to yourself to bring those up when those agency budgets are in front of you for a public hearing. On page 2 of your handout is a list of each of the departments and or agencies that will be heard by this subcommittee. There are 13 of them. 7 of the agencies will be heard in phase 1. The other 6 agencies will present the materials from phase that are being presented in phase 1 at the same time as they are presented when their budgets are scheduled in front of you. You're going to also be handling a variety of substantive bills that involve fiscal impacts related to transportation and economic development agencies. And you may also hear an overview of the Lottery Commission. That hasn't been assigned or decided yet, but it has been heard in this subcommittee in the past. And also, the subcommittee has also been responsible for the bill that allocates the net lottery proceeds in the past, and so that is something else that will is likely to come before you. And the net lottery funds are the funds that remain after the debt service and statutory obligations have been met, so there is some distribution. So that's that page. On page 3, the first slide is just a pie chart showing that 92% of the budgets in this subcommittee use other and federal funds to finance their programs, so a very small amount. That 0.4% is actually general fund resources in all of these agencies combined. This subcommittee will be establishing the expenditure limitations for those budgets. And the subcommittee will also discuss the use of non-limited other and non-limited federal funds. There are quite a few of those in these agencies. These expenditures are expenditures which the legislature defines purposes but doesn't set a dollar limit on, and their nature is such that they cannot be avoided or stopped or reduced by the agency action. So examples of that would include unemployment insurance that has to go out to individuals who are unemployed, workers' comp payments, economic development revolving loans repayments, and the veteran home loans and their repayments. And in addition to this, you will note that the Legislative Fiscal Office analysts are reviewing all those non-limited budgets to make sure that they really truly are non-limited in nature and should be in a non-limited category or should be changed back to an expenditure limitation. The advice of our legislative council office, there are more of those have been accumulating over time, and it appears that some of those may not be appropriately identified as non-limited, and so we'll be making recommendations to put them back into a limited expenditure category. The second
question on that, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
Tell me again the effects of the ability of the departments to have it in a non-limited category versus...
Well, where it truly is a non-limited expenditure, it gives them the ability to make the transactions that they need to without having to come to the emergency board for
exactly
an expenditure limitation, and where they have no control over what's going on. There are some agencies, and I'll give you an example, in Liquor Control Commission, they have a non-limited expenditure for credit card expenses. Other agencies have an expenditure limitation for those credit card expenses. I will be recommending that that become a limited expenditure instead of a non-limited expenditure. So things like that, you know, small things like that, that they can predict, and it doesn't do any harm for them, you know, time-wise, to come back to the emergency board for an expenditure limitation if things are increasing beyond what they had expected. They will be making recommendations to them.
Mr. Chair, one follow-up.
Of course.
Do they have? Is that a categorical amount that they can spend on credit cards, or they just you expect, or we have allowed wisdom to dictate that?
Mr. Chair and Senator Carter, what on credit cards, the banks decide what they're going to charge for the use of each transaction. And the volume that an agency would use on something like that may or may not be predictable.
Yes.
Over a period of time, when the Liquor Control Commission, for example, put that into place, they didn't know what it was going to be, and so it seemed to make sense that it be a non-limited expense. Now they have some history with it, and they can make that prediction. And so they can put that in an expenditure limitation category more easily than they could have when they first established it.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be supporting such an action.
The second slide on this page is that the programs reviewed by the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee represent only 2% of statewide general and lottery funds. So this sort of gives you an idea. 98% is statewide. We have 11 or 12 billion dollars in statewide lottery and general funds, and in this subcommittee we'll be looking at 179 million. And this slide has a little error on it. In that little box in the right-hand corner, it says it doesn't have a – it's empty. It should be a B there, or an M there. I'm sorry, that's $11,990 million, which is $12 billion. It's the previous slide that has an error. It has an M after 9.8 in the little box in the right-hand corner. That should be a B in billion, 9.8 billion. Then on page 4, the pie chart at the top is a depiction that the Economic and Community Development Department has the largest slice of the lottery and general fund expenditures, and that is because almost all of the programs run out of the Economic Development Department that use lottery funds. Each agency, it will be providing the subcommittee with detailed information on the importance of these funds for their program areas. The Veterans Administration, ODOT, BOLI, Employment, Fair, and Housing, Community Services Department are mostly, they're a mix between their use of general fund and lottery funds. The lottery funds that are being used in any of those agencies is likely to be debt service, not actual program expense. Then on the bottom of that page are some of the budget issues or opportunities that the subcommittee will be looking at. And, of course, we've identified prioritizing program expenditures as one of them, prioritizing the lottery fund resources, performance outcomes, making sure that agency budgets are meeting the expectations, that the expenditures that they make are meeting the expectations that the legislature established for them, and that they have measures that actually determine, you know, those outcomes for you. If they don't, that's something that this subcommittee can request that they come back and make, you know, provide a performance for those things. Their capital and construction and capital improvement projects are contained within agency budgets, but there's a separate bill for authorizing capital construction budgets. And so you will need to be balancing those kinds of expenditures and making a recommendation, especially on the capital construction side, to whatever committee is going to end up with that bill with the program priorities. So if you want them to be spending a percent of their budget on capital activities versus their program activities, that's something that you should be pursuing with the agencies. Reviewing cash management practices. Are their ending balances growing? Are they accumulating more cash than they're spending? Are they managing their available revenues to program expenditures wisely? That's something that you will be looking at in these budgets. Information technology initiatives. Information technology tends to eat up a lot of money, and you are going to want to know whether you're getting a good product as a result of that. And then, as I mentioned, converting non-limited budgets to limited. We'll be looking at that closely. So, if you have any questions.
Well, thank you very much. Really quick, I want to share my thoughts on how I want to see the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development move forward. I think we have a large task before us, trying to figure out truly what are the needs throughout the entire state of Oregon. In the urban areas, in the suburban areas, and in the rural areas. And I want to make sure that as we proceed forward as a subcommittee of the full Ways and Means, that we're making sure that we're thinking about all Oregonians, whether they live in the smallest communities or in the inner city, whether they have a disadvantage or they don't, whether they're of a certain skin color or not. I want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to come before this committee and has an opportunity to express their thoughts and their point of views. And I want to make sure that this subcommittee, when we're all said and done, can say we did everything we could to create opportunity for all Oregonians. Part of our charge is going to be working to help stimulate this economy. We're going to be looking at projects from Connect Oregon to the governor's shovel-ready industrial sites to loan programs to different grant programs. And as we look at those, I know I can share with you, I'm going to be looking at them and saying, are we getting the biggest bang for the buck, and are we truly helping those folks who have the ability to help stimulate this economy? That's where my focus is going to be. In terms of the way I want to see this subcommittee work, I'm really hoping that it'll be open, we'll have good, honest, frank discussion, and that each and every one of you will feel like you can contribute. I am going to ask that we try and keep the acronyms as much as possible, limit them as much as possible, especially for the public, and for those folks who may not understand what we're talking about. And then also for new members who may be watching or participating, to be sensitive to their needs to learn from this process. I think that said, I hope we'll just all work together. We'll try and do all that we can to help stimulate the state's economy within the confines of this subcommittee. I do want to point out really quickly, I've talked with Senator Westland and Senator Carter, and we're going to try and set up a time where on a regular basis we're meeting with each other and trying to make sure that both sides of the aisle, both sides of the both chambers are on board with the activities we're trying to advance forward. In addition to that, we're going to ask certain agency directors at certain times throughout this process to keep their calendars a little extra or free a little extra and meet with us. So if we have particular issues where we really want to dive down into a particular subject, that we will have that opportunity. I'm going to try and keep this process moving forward. The co-chairs have given us some very, very tight rules, if you will, in that they've said they want this process moving. And that's the direction they've given us, and that's the direction I intend to move us. But at the same time, I want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to have their questions answered. So I look forward to working with all of you. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your good tone that you've set for the committee. I think we're all going to enjoy working here. We were just given this book a couple of moments ago, and in anticipation of taking it home and studying it to be ready for the first committee meeting, I was just trying to figure out how it works. And I would like, with your permission, to turn to the professional staff. They haven't seen it either, but does an instruction manual come with this so we know how to read it? I'm just trying to make heads or tails out of the first page. And the data, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I don't know how to read this.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I have to admit that I don't either. And so what I will do is, and our in-house expert is not here today, so I will sit down and have a chat with him before we convene next week and get some indication from him what this is, how it works, how to read it, and how it was compiled. And get back to you on Monday if that will work.
Follow up. Mr. Chair, with your permission, this may be a systemic problem for all of the committees because we're all being asked to look at these benchmark documents. And
maybe I can help this.
Please.
This is just a summary document. The performance measures and the explanation of the measures are contained within each of the agency program budgets. And you will get those in advance of every hearing so that you have a chance to look them over before the subcommittee meets. All this is a summary of which measures in these areas are related to this benchmark, and then a graph. So it's not, I don't know that it's going to be as useful to you as the measures that are actually in the budget document or that it will be submitted to you ahead of time. Because that information is very useful. I've read through them, and I actually think that there's some very good information there that the agencies have compiled so that you can understand.
And that's very good advice, but I will also try to tell you how to use this, because the progress board went to some effort to put this together for you. And so I will get back to you in terms of how this will be useful for you also.
Senator Wessling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If the newly minted Senator Johnson will go to the inside of the cover page, you can see where the performance measures by benchmark are listed by category and where you can link to these specific budgets or benchmarks by page. And then if you will flip this page and go to the first one, Oregon, benchmark number one, employment in rural Oregon, and see to the right-hand side of the box, the page number goes into narrative as to the specific categories of benchmark listed for this specific goal.
And some of the pages are not in there.
Yeah, this is not the full report.
It will refer you to the full report, which we are not in receipt of.
Right.
And
so once you get past C, spot, run.
I am deeply appreciative for my learned colleague from Central Oregon's guidance and assistance as I make my way in the rarefied air of the Senate.
Need you out the world. You've got legal training. I've got reading training. We can cut a deal.
Is C-Spot Run the extent of that reading training? We hope not.
I'm taking advanced classes next semester.
Do we have any more questions?
Nope.
Any more issues? Then I guess. Oh, Senator Wessling.
Senator Wessling?
Mr. Chair, I know I speak with full confidence that Senator Morse agrees with me on this sentiment. And that is, perhaps you could, well, Senator Morris and I are lobbying you to lobby the co-chairs to have the Lottery Commission budget assigned to this committee. I think that's
something that
many of us would like to see become part of our responsibility.
Follow up with that today.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I would point out that by constitution, the legislature does not approve the budget for the lottery. However, the Lottery Commission has provided budget overview materials to this committee in the past. They just did an overview for the full Ways and Means Committee, but if you would like to have them scheduled for further overview, we certainly can do that.
Mr. Chair, one of the reasons I asked you to make that request is that in my experience on the Joint Interim Audit Committee, they have been through some particular trials and tribulations, many areas in which of which they have made significant progress, and I'd just like to see that that is being continued and followed up on.
We'll follow up on that, Senator. Senator Berger.
Chairman, I just want to comment how pleased I am about the geographical makeup of the committee. I was just looking around, and I know that you and I both, being from rural Oregon, are always looking to see that if we're not having a little place there. And the other thing that I want to comment on is this is my first time to serve on Ways and Means Subcommittee. But being a chair of transportation, I'm very pleased that there's a policy side that can be connected to the budget side. And so I just want to make that comment. And I know that you've often spoken of connecting the dots in your own real-life job. And so I'm happy about that as well.
As am I. We've already started communications with other policy chairs to make sure that this effort doesn't go forward by itself, but that we're all communicating with each other, we're all talking together, and we're all trying to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I think kudos belong to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, because that's how these decisions are made. And you know, people in leadership catch so much hell so many times. It would just be nice for people who are giving these kudos to send them a nice little note.
You got it.
Was that an acronym? I mean, was that?
I've never heard of that agency. Well, with that said,
a chance to.
Any more thoughts, questions? With that said, I guess we'll see you on Monday.
Sure. Senator Berger, I am glad to know that.